Well, Tuesday afternoon comes round quickly, and Margaret Mills is back with us. And Margaret, I think you said last week that you're going to be talking about theatrical ghosts. Is that right?
That's right, Scott. Yes. Essex theatrical ghosts, of course. I think we've all heard that many of the theatres in London are reputed to be haunted, but we've actually got a couple of our own on our doorstep. The Civic Theatre in Chelmsford, that many of us have been to over the years, apparently people have reported for many years an oppressive feeling, feelings of heaviness and oppression. They've also heard footsteps, and there's not been anyone around that the footsteps could belong to. The Palace Theatre in Southend-on-Sea's also got at least one resident ghost, we believe. Now the Palace, as you might know, is quite an old theatre. I believe it was built originally in 1912.
Really? I didn't realise it was that old.
As early as that, that's right. And it's said to be haunted by at least one previous manager who actually hung himself when the theatre got into financial difficulties.
Good heavens.
He goes by the name of George. And people have reported smelling cigarette or cigar smoke around the theatre and hearing coughing, perhaps connected with the cigarette and cigar smoke. They've also heard a piano playing when no one's sitting at the piano, and have reported again several feelings of heaviness in the air. And the added refinement of when you're sitting watching a show at the Palace, if you feel a touch on your shoulder, beware.
Goodness me.
It could be George or one of the other ghosts of the Palace Theatre.
And does it? Do you have to be sitting in a particular area of the theatre for this to happen?
Apparently not. No, you can be anywhere. It's reported that people are normally sitting when they feel this touch on their shoulder. But whether this is George or whether it's one of the other ghosts in the Palace Theatre, we don't know.
Well, I've got to go there in about a week or so's time, so I'll let you know if I feel anything. All right, thanks very much indeed for that, Margaret. And where are you moving on to next week then?
I'm moving on to a pub. Perhaps
I'd love that.
Good a place as any.
Yeah.
Where we're going to talk about Charlie the Spider or Charlie the Spider-Man.
Right, we look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.